$10,000 in our building fund. So we do know how to make money.
Sure. And then the request that would be needed to complete the project, if you had to go out for loan roughly, would be going with about $400,000, because in your guys' projected project, about 1.2 at this time?
1.4.
1.4, okay.
1.4, and as I had there on the breakdown, should we receive the funding that that I have listed, that would bring us down to a balance of $132,000.
Okay.
So there is a good possibility, because even though maybe it, a business or it, the person doesn't have a business to be able to buy the tax credits or qualify for the tax credits, they still see what we're doing and they want to get behind it. So that I could see us possibly in donations having no debt on that building, none.
I guess the reason I say that is to the fact of the amount that you would need to borrow would more than likely be less than what you have in cash on hand.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It wouldn't be. It's not like they're trying to borrow 80%. They'd probably be borrowing 20%.
Right.
They shouldn't have any problems.
Right. Shouldn't be an issue getting a loan. I guess that's where I was going with the whole thing. It shouldn't be an issue. You have good payment history. You have shown, and you have a relationship with the local banks.
Correct.
Currently.
Yes.
And that amount will continue to go through your operation, through the thrift store. And
oh, yes.
So
oh, yeah. We are entrenched in this community in many ways.
Yeah.
Yes, and we will not be leaving it.
Well,
you've done a great deal of research, and it looks like you've done it well.
Okay.
And many people have spent much time on this. I applaud all of those. You still have your luncheons each day?
Oh, yes, at the center. Mm-hmm. Yes, hot meals. Yes.
Serving the community in any end.
Absolutely.
Not only seniors can, others
oh,
can
yes,
come
it's
and
open
pay.
To the public. Mm-hmm. Now, if you are less than 60, you do have to pay a little bit more for the lunch. Mm-hmm. However, I believe it's hard to find an $8 lunch anymore. Mm-hmm. No tax. And that includes everything.
I just say that to say you're serving the community in other ways.
Correct.
Also.
Correct.
I have no more questions.
No more? Sir, anything else? Okay. At this time, then, I would entertain a motion with the amount requested.
I move to approve the ARPA funds for the Senior Friendship site for the project in the amount of $300,000 as requested.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. Next, we have our field art agreement. It'd be Clint and Alicia Caperton.
Did you get her a tissue?
Oh, I don't have any at all.
Move to approve the field art agreement filed between Taney County and Clint and Alicia Caperton.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next field art agreement we have is Jasper E. and Zeta M. Reynolds Trust.
Move to approve the field art agreement binding between Taney County and Jasper E. and Zeta M. Reynolds Trust.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Those are both unlimited.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Next, we have the field art agreement. Should be, well, it says Hyatt Seth Richard. It should be Seth Richard Hyatt and McKenna McGee.
Move to approve the field art agreement from Seth Richard Hyatt and Kenneth McGee. McKenna McGee.
he wrote his name properly on there. Hyatt is his last name.
Right.
And it doesn't say if it wants to be unlimited or not, so.
Who's the agreement with?
Yeah. All right, so in your
something I don't have.
Just the Taney County part, the field art agreement with Taney County and Seth, Richard Hyatt, and McKenna McGee will amend that a motion to make it to where the agreement is between Taney County and Seth, Richard Hyatt, and McKenna McGee. Is that acceptable?
Is his name Hyatt, Seth what? Richard, or Seth Richard Hyatt, because it's written different?
I believe it was Seth Richard Hyatt.
Okay.
Yeah, on his signature line in the back, you can see it's Seth Hyatt.
Okay. Move to approve the field note agreement between Seth Richard Hyatt and McKenna McGee and with Taney County.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin. Devin, I do need a signature from you.
Do we need to have McKenna to sign?
That's her signature.
Yeah, hers is on there.
Is her last name McGee?
She signed it.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
I think that's the way her signature line is. That's her actual signature.
I checked that out because it doesn't seem right.
Thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yep. Our next order of business, we have court orders. We'll give everyone just a second to get out there. Good morning.
Good morning.
From our Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Do you guys have any questions on the first one?
Not on the first one, no.
Label Exhibit A with today's date, which is what, the 29th?
29th.
Move to approve Exhibit A, dated July 29th, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the paid abatements 213526 through 213528.
I think you skipped over one.
Did I skip over one? Oh, 213529. I'm sorry. It was right in the middle. I was going in numerical order there. Is there any questions on the 213529?
I'm assuming the clerk's office decided this was an error, a clerical error, and that's the reason for presenting the abatement?
It was actually the assessor.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said clerk. I meant assessor. Yes.
Yes.
I'm looking at you and saying clerk. Yeah. So the assessor's office is saying they made a clerical error on this item, and that's the reason they want to abate it to zero.
That is the way the assessor.
Well, but it was also Board of Equalization voted on it.
That doesn't have anything to do with...
Well, I know, but that's part of the evidence that's...
I see that. That's why I said the reason for an abatement has to be a clerical error or that. It can't be what's written on there.
That's why I'm trying to... Do we want it written down there, clerical error, and not...
That's by the statute. It needs to be...
Even though it's up top. That's my question.
Just want it on record that it's a clerical error.
Clerical error, okay. Yeah. So you're fine with it?
With the stating the fact that it's a,
that's
going
the reason
as a
we'd
clerical.
Be abating it because the assessor's
it was
office.
Presented from the assessor's office to your office as a clerical error, correct?
Correct. Okay. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Labeled as Exhibit B with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit B dated July 29th, 2024.
Have a motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in, is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we'll go back to 213526 through 213528.
Questions on these three?
I have none.
These three parcel numbers is all that was given to the clerk's office. Is that right, Jennifer?
Correct.
I have no problem with these three parcel numbers.
Okay.
Looks like they were missing one.
With the attached abatement number? Or assigned abatement numbers?
In the discussion that we've gotten on other, there's one that's not on here.
It's not on here? Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're fine with these abatement numbers?
Yes.
And these parcels?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Labels Exhibit C. Move to approve Exhibit C, dated 7-29 of 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
Jennifer, you let the collector's office know that these were approved.
That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are scheduled for a roundtable 9:30 for the USDA Title III Fund Allocation Roundtable upstairs. I have 9:29 a.m. We'll be in recess.